Reset. Yes. I think I just earned a dislike for stream last year after this. Oh my God. What even, man? What even? I don't realize how many sources I have in OBS until I have to like reset everything up. I turned to a robot, right? Because I'm using data. Right? I'm sorry, I'm using data right now. My phone doesn't. My phone doesn't get internet in here. I am where my PC is. So the signal may be bad. Yeah, and might be because my signal's bad. Oh man. Yeah, I have bad signal right now because I'm using phone data. So it may be why my internet's kind of weird right now. Yeah. I'm trying to reinstall everything as fast as I can, but a bunch of stuff that I had to reinstall. But yeah, it's, oh my God, it's so stressing. It makes us, I usually don't do spaces in that room. Yeah, usually I don't do spaces in this room. So, usually when we have a Twitter space, I do it in a room where my internet would usually reach better. But yeah, right now, since I don't. I'm just reinstalling everything. Cute spot up. Also, the chat, the chat thingamajig, I don't know why it switched the text looks a bit weird on the chat. I meant to just set up the just chatting. What's it called? The just chatting, seeing thingamajiggy. The text of the chat is weird. What's it called? The just chatting, seeing thingamajiggy. The text of the chat is weird. I don't know which part of the CSS is messed up. It looked fine. Like I looked at it and it looked fine. So I don't know what got messed up. And at this point, I don't want to go through another. Witch hunt trying to figure out what got messed up this time. Cause like I am just so done right now. I'm just so done with this nonsense right now. I just wanted to stream. I didn't want to have to deal with OBS breaking down because of the stupid Streamlabs plugin. YouTube again game has the chat CCS. I don't know if it's YouTube or if it's the new OBS update, but the text once I manage to like show you guys, I think you'll be able to tell what I mean. But it's not as much of an issue, honestly. It's the minor thing. It's a very minor thing. It bothers me personally because I'm looking at it. But I would say it's very minor. The space, so I have the power still due to the hurricane. It's fine, no worries. Hopefully you stay safe during the hurricane. I know, like, it's been pretty bad in some areas. But yeah, space is a, I guess, is a way to make it up that I am actually like an hour late because of this entire nonsense. Which, who could have predicted that my own computer would flag the Streamlabs plugin and then I get rid of the Streamlabs plugin and just. Yes, and then I thought I deleted everything from it. Apparently, I didn't. There were remnants of it. It still remained. priest I thought it was, and I just couldn't figure out where it was. I was just like, what do you mean? I deleted it. So I pretty much tried everything. I looked through so many threads. I pretty much found my answer on like this very obscure Reddit thread where someone said like, oh, it's probably the remnants of Streamlabs plugin. And I pretty much had to go out of my way to look to see if there was anything remaining from it. And there was something. And then I did that. And then finally, OBS decided to work. And it actually opened for more than 2 seconds. But yeah, my God. I didn't think it would be this much of an issue. Like, geez. Who would have thought? Who would have predicted? I also had to make sure that OBS is not trying to stream out of my CPU and it's actually using my graphics card, because I don't want my computer to blow up. So I need to make sure it's doing that, since I have to pretty much set up everything from zero now. Okay, this is a very slow process, my God. I kind of take for granted the amount of nonsense that I have to do to make OBS work for streaming. Your CPU has integrated graphics? It does. I could stream from my CPU, but I don't want to blow up my computer. So technically, I could stream from my CPU. Should I do that? Absolutely not. But, you know, I could. Should I? No. It's definitely an option for me to do that, but I don't want to do that. I mean, I would say I have a pretty decent graphics card, so I don't need to do that. What is it? Oh, right. I opened this menu. So I think it's fine. But yeah. I'm surprised you managed to finish the problem so quickly. I don't know if quickly is necessarily accurate. I took an hour to fix it, so I don't think it was quick per se. I did take a bit because I pretty much tried everything I could think of. I looked at the log so many times. I pretty much Googled solutions, and everyone was just like, oh, I reinstalled OBS and then it magically worked. And I'm like, great. Well, I've done that like 5 times already and it didn't magically work. So I don't know. So yeah. I don't know what you want me to do, because everyone was just saying the exact same thing. So nothing was really helping. If PCX slowly must test it, I would prefer to avoid that. I like having a computer. And now it's good turnaround for complex software issue, is it? Oh no. It's quickly. It probably can't even take days, so you did good, really. I was going through so many different websites, threads, everything. I was running out of ideas on what to do to fix it. It was fast for the average time it takes to solve a complicated issue. Remember, this time to save a backup folder of your settings for the working OBS. I mean, you can't really save that, though. You can't really save that. OBS saves that. So if you uninstall OBS, as long as you don't check the box to uninstall your previous settings, then they will save. But if you don't, then obviously, if you check that box, then they would just be gone. That was the issue. Well, I got the very basic things. I got a just chatting screen. Oh, I forget all the things that I do for my own gaming screen. I don't even remember if I used the overlay on Wallace and Gromit. Did we use the overlay in Wallace and Gromit? I don't remember. I hope I'm not like doing some weird stream setup that's just gonna blow my PC. Ew, no. I don't want the stream to be in 720 first. No. Okay, then this, and then 60 frames. I don't want 30 frames. Yeah, it doesn't have any threads. I was from very long ago, so it's hard sometimes to find reliable information. Yeah. I think we do because of some weird black bars, but I don't remember. You do use the overlay. Oh, so I did use it. Okay. No, I have to add that then because I didn't remember if I used it. Overlay. So I use it with some games that have a bunch of text or a bunch of things on their UI that I feel would not be great to block. I don't know where I. No, it's not here. I don't even know where it is. Oh my God. I don't know where it is. I might just not use it. I don't know where it is. The questions. I mean, I guess so. I don't know where it is. I might just not use it. I'm sorry. I just don't know where it is. And I really don't have the time to be looking for it. Okay, thank God that this is not a capture card game, because I would have to set up the thing for the capture card too, and I really don't want to bother. I mean, if it is easier, I mean, it's a matter of, yeah. Okay, this is. We'll have to set up the other stuff later, but at least for now, this will do the job. Where is Wallace and Gromit? There it is. I need to make sure that it doesn't go through my speakers. Also, I hope this game actually works, because I know the first one had a bunch of issues. So I hope this one works at least a little bit better than the other one. Is it open? Oh, right. I need to log in on my Steam. Steam, please open the game so I can actually set up the game. Yeah. We take what we have, we're fine. Yeah, I guess we just take whatever we can get. Whatever works. Let's see. What am I? Oh, right. Where's this thing? Where is. Oh my God. Okay. I forget that this game likes to do that and likes to open in a very weird resolution. Subtitles on. Volume's too loud. Get out of here. It's too loud. Shush. Okay, subtitles on. Yeah, I was thinking about that, but it's the game that is unstable. Telltale games, especially old ones, are known for being unstable. I see. Okay, graphic settings. What is this resolution? That's. Ooh. 1024 times 768. Why would I want to play my game in that resolution? Why is that the default resolution? That's ugly. No, get out of here with that resolution. Okay, this is much better. Oh. Well, the game couldn't tolerate that resolution, so it just decided to close itself. Already off to a great start because I didn't save that. Old 4:3. Oh, yeah. That resolution, like, what even? I'm not gonna play the game like that. Oh, it didn't save any of the settings. It's back to being loud again. Might be old square monitors, probably. Subtitles on. I'm pretty much have to make sure that the settings get saved. Because usually, when you change the settings in this game, it just becomes really weird. Oh, okay. It had a bit of a hiccup trying to process what I was doing. Okay, can I get 1920 times 1080, please? I mean, I would prefer if it was in 2K, but I'm not. I don't think this game was made for that. And I don't think I need to see all the pixels on Wallace or Gromit for that matter. So I think it's good. Yeah, 1920 times 1080. Why not? I'll take that. That's why we did set the overlay. Maybe it was in rendered mode. I think I probably used it because there's a lot of text in this game. I think it's probably why. Oh, it's going through my... Ew, why is it going through my microphone? Oh, right. Audio. Disable all of these. Get out of here. Apply. Okay, and just my mic. Okay, there you go. Imagine all the pixels, though. Nah, 4K better, 8K. It makes the mic as an output device. The settings are really weird right now, so I'm trying to, like, fix them. Okay, because it's picking up all my settings pretty weirdly. So I'm trying to set them up correctly, because OBS is something. This is a game. And I need this thing to pick up Wallace and Gromit by the game channel. It's still being picked up on my... Yep, it's still being picked up on my speaker, so I need to restart this thing. Okay, that should do it. Now I just need to make sure that it's actually getting captured. But yeah, this thing is going to be scuffed, as you guys probably already concluded already. Because a lot of my assets are missing. And honestly, it's probably going to take a bit to set them up. It's probably going to take a bit to make sure everything runs. I mean, as long as it runs presentable, I think that's already a win. I consider that a win already. Properties, Wallace and Gromit. Okay, it's capturing Wallace and Gromit. Nice. Now, put the scene. Game capturing. Oh, okay. Put this at the very bottom. There you go. There is game. Wow, revolutionary. We have Chiaki. Yes, you do have Chiaki. You do. Okay. What else do I need? Oh, right, it's not picking up. Oh, wait, why did I put it in here? Okay, there you go. I don't know why I put it on the wrong channel. Weird. Okay. I think that should work. I just don't have my ending screen. Ending. Where is my ending screen? Oh boy. Another thing that I have to find. I don't know where it is. My goodness. Like, I have my starting save, but I don't know where I put my ending. Where did I put this thing? I mean, graphic-wise, with style, I never guess the game is that old. I mean, I would say it's pretty up-to-date. Pretty up-to-date. So I don't think the style is too much of an issue. Assets? Is it here? No. No. Why did I keep this, but I didn't keep the one? Oh, there. Oh, wait. No, that's not it. Where did I put it? What? Okay, that's not it. Chiaki, hi. Hi, Shido. Welcome. That's not the right screen, what? Please tell me I didn't, actually. Well. Yeah, I don't know where it went. I mean, I had a file that said ending screen, but it's not the other ending screen I had. Because I was using RGView animation as an ending screen. But I have my old ending screen. I don't know where the other one went. I don't remember where I saved it. Was it on videos? Starting screens. No. I still have my mains from God knows why. God, I should have deleted those. I should have deleted my mains from God knows. I don't want to hear those. Oh, I have that, but I can't find where I put my ending screen. Nope, nothing in here. Okay. Where did I save that? What? I don't know where I saved it. Oh boy. But we need to hear them? No, you don't. No, you don't. They're not good. They're not. No. Oh, I still have that video I made. Well, that silly little video that I made for Lifeboat that one time. It here? No. What? Yeah, I don't know what I named it. That's the problem. Animation, maybe? Did I name it that? If only I remember past Chiaki's thought process, maybe this will be faster. But no, I don't. What did I even name this thing? If I figured out what I named it, it would be so much easier to find it. But since I don't remember what I named it, I don't know where it is. And I can't look it up by name. I have a bunch of things that I'm just like, I'm probably not gonna need this anymore. So I should probably delete that. Oh, I have the instrumental for Tabi no Tochu, the specific custom instrumental that I use for my cover, which I guess that's nice. I guess that is pretty neat. Yuganda's cover was really beautiful, and the Swiss random keys made you name that. I'm pretty sure I gave it a neck. Oh wait. My God, it's loud. Jesus Christ. Okay, I found it. Jesus Christ. Okay, I found it. Oh my God. I'm pretty sure even you guys heard that because how loud that was. Jesus Christ. Okay, I found it. My God. I forget how loud it is. But I just mute it so you guys don't hear me. Okay, well. Mission accomplished, I found it. That and just add that loop, and then I just mute it so you guys don't hear it, so you don't get deafened the same way I just got deafened. Well, we found it. How do I make sure it's. Oh my God, even it peaks in OBS. Shut up, be quiet. I don't even remember the song I had on this, the actual song that I used to put on my ending screen, so I'm just gonna put something random. Sure, we're just gonna put a random song because I don't remember the BGM I actually had on this. Yeah. I'm gonna put a meme BGM. Why not? No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna actually. Get out of here. I'm not putting my meme BGM on this. I was actually kidding. Nintendo 3DS Music Meme Maker. Do you think I'll get copyright strike if I play this? I'll just do it this one time. If this VOD gets copyright strike, then it's fine. It's only for a little bit in the ending screen anyway. It's only in the ending art. It's fine. It's fine. It'll only be for a little bit. Not the meme BGM. We're gonna play the Meme Maker BT. I see a bunch of people actually put it on video, so it should be fine. Oh my god, the game glitched. Okay, I fixed it. Wait, why is it capturing my cursor? Is that no capturing my cursor? Oh, it's just the game's cursor. Never mind. Okay. You know what? This is as good as it. Oh, right. I don't have my alerts, so I can't see alerts. I forgot that. I forgot that I don't have that available, so I can't see alerts. Where is it? Just give me my alerts. I refuse to install this forsaken plugin again. I'm just taking it from the actual Streamlabs website. Get away from me, forsaken plugin. I don't want your plugins. Okay, where's the... There it is. Yes, just give me the... Just give me the... Copy. Forsaken thing. See, browser. Alert. Just copy that. Okay. Okay, I need to just run a quick test. How do I test this thing? God, I haven't tested this thing in so long. Test variation. Oh my god, I heard that twice. Okay, that works. Kevin, wow, Kevin, what a trooper. Oh, it deleted my settings? I hate it. It deleted my settings, no. How dare you do that? It even, that was loud. It's really loud? Yeah, it was loud. I heard that. And I heard it twice. So tell me about it. I don't know how to control audio via OBS. There you go. Now, you would be silent. Sound volume, not as loud as it is. Okay, save changes. Yeah, save changes, just let me. Okay, we're just, you know what, whatever. It's fine. We're just gonna ball. We're just gonna ball. This is just how it'll be. Okay, I'm gonna end this phase so I can start the stream. It'll be fine, I think. It'll be fine. I think so. Oh my god. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm a bit skeptical as to how this is gonna work, but we're still hoping it actually goes. It'll be fine. I'm a bit scared, not gonna lie. Because there's some things that are not fully set up, but this is fine, or as fine as it can be. There's some things that I don't remember how I set up in the past, so I need to pretty much figure out how to set those up. And that's gonna take me time. So, yeah. I'll just have to rely on, I'll pretty much just have to rely on the, what do you call it? I'll have to rely on having, a separate dashboard open, because, alerts are always really on me. So, yeah, because usually I have a custom browser doc that allows me to be able to tell what's going on, but I don't have that right now because I don't remember how I set it up. So, yeah. Oh, but I think I oh, great. Why are you making this so complicated? I think I almost had it, but now it's asking me for a bunch of other stuff. Oh my God. Yeah. All right. So here's another way to look at them. Yeah, usually I have a separate dashboard integrated into OBS so I can look at them. But that dashboard is currently gone, and I have to reset that right now. Okay, I think I remember how to do it, so I can do that relatively fast, except that it's kind of asking for confirmation for the YouTube channel. Okay. Yeah, just let me in. It's me. It's me. Yes, I'm the one that's trying to log in. Let me in. Let me in, please. Okay, yeah. Is it you? Yes, it's me. That is me, indeed. Let me in. Yeah, whatever. Yes. Yes, just let me in. Okay, there you go, finally. Okay. There you go. I did it. Okay, now. I shall see you guys in a bit while I start up the stream. So, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ciao. Goodbye for now.